Good evening. Tonight, first on agenda is a public hearing, a public notice. Mr. Silva, please call the roll.
Counselor Sprace.
Present.
Counselor Mortis.
Present.
Counselor Fazio.
Present.
Counselor Smith.
Here.
Counselor Anderson.
Present.
Counselor Dersey.
Present.
Counselor Spraglia.
Excused. Please read the notice, Mr. Silva.
Be it resolved that the Common Council of the City of Rome does hereby authorize the City Clerk of City of Rome to advertise notice of a public hearing with regard to amending Rome zoning code, Griffiths Business and Technology Park Development District's map, and Table 8-14-1, off-street vehicle and bicycle parking requirements. Said public hearing to be held on the 14th day of May 2025 at 6:55 p.m. in the Common Council Chambers, City Hall, Rome, New York, at which time and place all interested persons will be heard thereon.
Thank you, Mr. Silva. At this time, anybody that would like to speak about this public hearing, please go up to the back microphone, state your name and address. Anybody that would like to speak? Public hearing is closed.
Get back in.
Good evening. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Rome Common Council. The date is May 14th, 2025, and the time is 7 p.m. Mr. Steele, please call the roll.
Counselor Sprace.
Present.
Counselor Mortis.
Present.
Counselor Fazio.
Present.
Counselor Smith.
Here.
Counselor Anderson.
Present.
Counselor Dersey.
Present.
Counselor Spraglia.
Excused. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The invocation will be offered by President Nash. Holy God, remind us of the responsibility we bear as stewards of public trust. May our work today be transparent, accountable, and in service to all. Amen. The meeting is now open to the public. You have the opportunity to appear before the council and present your views concerning city affairs. If you wish to speak, please step up to the back microphone, state your name and address, and limit yourself to 5 minutes. Also, please sign in on a speaker sheet, as that will help with our record. We are ready for our first speaker.
Good evening, Bobby O'Brien, speaking on behalf of the Rome Waterways and Trails Advocacy Group, President Nash, councilors, city representatives, and members of the community. I would like to thank Councilor Fazio for sponsoring Ordinance 9790 and ask for all of your support authorizing the closing of streets for the arrival of the Cycle the Erie Canal Tour that is planned, organized, and hosted by Parks and Trails New York. On Thursday, July 17th, Rome will be entertaining 500 plus cyclists who are participating in the 8-day, 400-mile event starting in Buffalo and ending in Albany. And this year, all along the route, there will be celebrations about the canal's 200th, its bicentennial. With the success of last year's welcoming block party, we are once again planning for their arrival. Camping overnight on the Great Lawn at Fort Stanwix will be a minute's stroll to the West Dominic Street Arts District. The ordinance documentation provides a description of the planned event, as well as the map detailing the road closures. Thank you to Danielle Salisbury, excuse me, for all that she does to support the Trail Town efforts. What we do want to emphasize is this party is not just for the riders. It is for the entire community. It will begin earlier in the day with lunchtime food truck vendors available, as well as our great mainstay storefront eateries. It will continue through the evening with a variety of vendors. Added this year will be games and events for younger family members. And of course, music from the city stage. A truly family-friendly community event. In closing, the members of Rome Waterways and Trails appreciate all of the city's municipal services support that ensures the safety and success of this second annual event. We ask that you vote favorably for closing of the streets as described in Ordinance 9790. Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby. Next speaker, please.
Dennis Perfetti, 506 West Thomas. A couple weeks ago, on People, Places, and Opinions, the administrator decided that it would be another good time to take a pot shot at the mayor and the chief of staff. With his and Kim's picture as a photo op. What the administrator didn't realize is that was taken at the DARE program. Another one of the programs that our new administration and our mayor put into place, along with the canine unit. So maybe the administrator should do a little investigating and get his facts straight before he spews his garbage on his page. And it truly is his page. It should be called People, Places, and Opinions of the Administrator, or You're Blocked. That's what it should be called. I do see that the mayor is here. I'd like to have a conversation about these storms when you get a chance. DPW did another fantastic job last week getting it cleaned up in record time. That's all I got. But people got to stop following this stuff on Facebook and really dig into it because they're so misleading. It's scary.
Thank you, Dennis. Next speaker, please. Anyone else wishing to speak? Public speaking session is closed. The chair will entertain a motion that the reading of the minutes of the preceding session be dispensed with and that they be approved.
So moved.
Councilor Smith.
Second.
Councilor Dursey. Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Presentation of petitions and communications.
7420 Utrecht LLC of 5819 Rome Tabor Road has provided notice of its adult use cannabis retail dispensary license application to the city clerk's office. The Jervis Library financial report for quarter ended 3/31/25 has been received and filed in the city clerk's office.
Thank you, Mr. Selig. Report of city officials. Mayor Lanigan.
Good evening. Mayor Jeffrey Lanigan, City of Rome, 198 North Washington Street, Rome, New York. I wanted to come here tonight, Council President Nash, councilors, and I wanted to thank all of you. There's two items on your agenda tonight by the means of Waiver Rule 6. And this is something that came together late Monday afternoon. And it was truly at the last minute that we got presented this, and we needed to make it happen right away to have this on the agenda and get this done this year. And I wanted to commend you guys for hearing me out on such short notice. I have spoken to you guys over the last probably less than 48 hours, and to get this together and get it out here tonight for you guys and your consideration. I truly appreciate the great working relationship we have, and to be able to make both of these things on this tonight's agenda was truly remarkable, and I appreciate that. I think they're both very important items that need to be considered, and I want to thank my chief of staff, Kim Rogers. She was up till 11 o'clock both nights trying to put these together to get them over. I want to thank our Corporation Counsel Feeney for his support on both of these items to get them on tonight's agenda and all of his hard work towards that. But I just want to say thank you to guys for always being there as a support engine for this city. It's great to have a working relationship with you guys and to be able to make these things work at the last hour for our community and to get these things done without any type of hiccup. So your consideration on both of these items tonight is truly appreciated, and I look forward to continuing to work tirelessly with you guys in this great relationship. So thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Anyone else? Board of Councilors. Councilor Anderson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I want to touch on an issue that Mr. Perfetti touched on. Unfortunately, Mother Nature dealt us a little blow recently with respect to the storm that we had a week or so ago. Several areas in the Fifth Ward were significantly hit with large tree damage. Roe Martin Community Center on West Bloomfield Street. As a matter of fact, there was one house on Wood Street where the tree came and went right through the middle of the house. So it was a significant storm. But I want to take a moment, and I've done it before. Seems like every 2 weeks, Mother Nature visits us. And I want to thank DPW Commissioner Giuliano and his staff, as well as the police and fire department that were involved, because their professionalism was incredible in what they did and the way they worked and interacted with the neighbors. You know, in a very stressful time, probably the most stressful time in any of their lives. So it seems that they rise to the occasion every time. I, for one, am tired of these occasions, but Mother Nature is ruling the roost, so to speak. But I want to thank everyone that was involved for a tremendous job well done. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Anderson. Anybody else? Report of committees. On to resolutions. Resolution number 72.
Designating the Common Council as lead agency for the State Environmental Quality Review, SEQR, for the proposed Chapter 80 amendment relative to administrative approvals of site plan amendments and classifying the action as an unlisted action.
Move it.
Councilor Spreece.
Second.
Councilor Mortis. Resolution number 72 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 72 say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 72 is carried. Resolution number 73.
Accepting donation presented to the City of Rome, $5,000 by Total Solutions.
Move it.
Councilor Fazio and Councilor Anderson. Resolution number 73 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Just for the public to know, first, we thank Total Solutions, and also this is for the July 4th fireworks. So we're getting fireworks on July 4th again. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 73 is carried. Resolution number 74.
Authorizing creation of a capital reserve account in the general fund for future equipment purchases of the Rome Police Department.
Move it.
Councilor Spreece, Councilor Anderson. Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? The chair will entertain a motion to change the title from the first line from general fund to inside district.
So move.
Councilor Anderson.
Second.
Councilor Spreece. The amendment has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of that amendment say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The amendment carries. The resolution as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 74 as amended is carried. Resolution number 75.
Authorizing amendment to the sewer IT equipment expense account in an amount of $8,537.50.
Move it.
Councilor Anderson.
Second.
Councilor Dursey. Resolution number 75 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? This is for some broken security cameras, I believe, at the sewer plant. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 75 is carried. Resolution number 76.
Accepting deed in lieu of tax sale presented to the City of Rome, 815 Croton Street, by the Herbert Banbury Estate.
Move it.
Counselor Anderson. Counselor.
Second.
Mortis, sorry. Resolution number 76 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 76, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 76 is carried. Resolution number 77.
Authorizing a public hearing for zoning code amendments relative to the site plan review process.
Counselor Sprace.
Second.
Counselor Dursey. Resolution number 77 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? The chair will entertain a motion to make an amendment to put in for a public hearing. We'll set it for the 28th day of May 2025 at, we'll go 6:50 p.m.
The 20th.
And Councilor Morris would like to make it. Amendment seconded by Councilor Dursey. All those in favor of that amendment say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The amendment carries. Any discussion on resolution number 77 as amended? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 77 as amended is carried. Ordinances. Ordinance number 9788.
Amending Rome Code of Ordinances, Chapter 80, Article 19, Section 80-19.4, Site Plan Review.
Move it.
Councilor Sprace.
Second.
Councilor Anderson. Councilor Fazio.
Second.
And Councilor Mortis. Resolution number 9788 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent has been moved and seconded. All those in favor of unanimous consent say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous consent is carried. Any discussion? Councilor Sprace.
Thank you, President Nash. I'd like to table this ordinance and refer to the planning board for their review and recommendations, please.
Councilor Sprace has moved to amend, moved to table.
Second.
Seconded by Councilor Dursey. Any discussion? All those in favor of tabling ordinance number 9788, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance number 9788 is tabled. Ordinance number 9789.
Authorizing the closing of streets for the annual Memorial Day program.
Councilor Fazio.
Move it.
Second.
And Councilor Mortis.
Unanimous consent.
Councilor Sprace and Councilor Smith. Ordinance number 9789 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent has been moved and seconded. All those in favor of unanimous consent say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous consent is carried. Any discussion? So this closing will be on May 26th. At 10 o'clock, and it'll go until the conclusion of the ceremony. All those in favor of ordinance number 9789 say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance number 9789 is carried. Ordinance number 9790.
Authorizing the closing of streets for the Erie Canal Bike Tour and Block Party.
Councilor Fazio.
Second.
Councilor Smith.
Unanimous consent.
Councilor Dursey.
Second.
Councilor Anderson. Ordinance number 9790 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent has been moved and seconded. All those in favor of unanimous consent say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous consent is carried. Is there any discussion? Just to reiterate, Ms. O'Brien, it's on July 17th, the street, West Dominic will be closed between James and George Street from 7 a.m. on July 17th to 8 p.m. that day. And then James Street from Erie Boulevard to West Liberty will be closed from 7 a.m. on Thursday the 17th until 7 a.m. on Friday the 18th for the bikers as they're camping. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance number 9790 is carried. Ordinance number 9791.
Authorizing Mayor of the City of Rome to approve the sale of city-owned parcel 624 West Thomas Street to buyer, $35,000.
Move it.
Councilor Smith.
Second.
Councilor Anderson.
Unanimous consent.
Councilor Mortis.
Second.
Councilor Sprace. Ordinance number 9791 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent has been moved and seconded. All those in favor of unanimous consent say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous consent is carried. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of ordinance number 9791 say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance number 9791 is carried. Ordinance number 9792.
Authorizing Mayor of the City of Rome to approve the sale of city-owned parcel 1806 North Madison Street to buyer, $1,100.
Move it.
Second.
Councilor Dursey, Councilor Mortis.
Unanimous consent.
Counselor Anderson, Counselor Sprace. Ordinance number 9792 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent has been moved and seconded. All those in favor of unanimous consent say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous consent is carried. Discussion. Counselor Piercy.
President Nash, members of the council, I'll explain this to you in a second, but I'm going to make a motion to table this item for a couple reasons. Mostly that although it's great to get property back into the tax rolls, this property being assessed at $3,400 would bring $70 back prorated to the city this year, so about $45. So I don't think an extra 2 weeks will be too much of a hassle. I can pitch in an extra $5. But I really want to do this because it's in a regular lot, and I want to make sure that the buyer is aware of the size of the lot, that the zoning codes and ordinances are looked at carefully to see what the best use of this area is. And I'm going to reach out to the prospective buyer and the neighbors of the area, and I haven't had a chance to yet. So I would ask your support in tabling this for till the next meeting.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Counselor Anderson. There's been a motion to table ordinance number 9793. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance number 9792, excuse me. Ordinance number 9792 is tabled. Ordinance number 9793.
Authorizing mayor of the city of Rome to approve the sale of city-owned parcel 301 McCray Street to buyer $1,100.
Move it.
Counselor Sprace.
Second.
Counselor Mortis.
Unanimous consent.
Counselor Anderson.
Second.
Counselor Dursey. Ordinance number 9793 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent has been moved and seconded. All those in favor of unanimous consent say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous consent is carried. Any discussion? Counselor Smith.
Yes, I too am going to ask to table this just so that we could get a little more information on the buyer and what his intentions are with this property.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Counselor Sprace. There's been a motion to table ordinance number 9793. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance number 9793 is tabled. Ordinance number 9794.
Authorizing mayor of the city of Rome to approve the sale of city-owned parcel 729 Calvert Street to buyer $5,000.
Move it.
Counselor Sprace.
Second.
Counselor Fazio.
Unanimous consent.
Counselor Mortis.
Second.
Counselor Anderson. Ordinance number 9794 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent has been moved and seconded. All those in favor of unanimous consent say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous consent is carried. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of ordinance number 9794 say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance number 9794 is carried. Ordinance number 9795.
Authorizing an amendment to the intermunicipal agreement with the town of Verona, New York regarding the supply of water.
Move it.
Counselor Dursey.
Second.
Counselor Smith. Counselor Anderson. And Councillor Mortis. Ordinance number 9795 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent has been moved and seconded. All those in favor of unanimous consent say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous consent is carried. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of ordinance number 9795 say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance number 9795 is carried. The chair will entertain a motion to waive Rule 6 for resolution number 78.
So move.
Councillor Anderson.
Second.
Counselor Smith. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Waiver 6, resolution number 78, Mr. Seelig.
A resolution requesting state legislation to authorize the city of Rome to adopt a local law establishing a local occupancy tax.
Move it.
Second.
Counselor Anderson and Counselor Smith. Resolution number 78 has been moved and seconded. If there's any discussion, Counselor Anderson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I want to echo Mayor Lanigan's comments regarding resolution number 78 and the bed tax that we're looking to establish. This is something I briefly spoke to Treasurer Adams about because I do a lot of traveling. And when different municipalities, every hotel you go to, you see the bed tax in there. So I always said, why not Rome? There. It seems like every other municipality was doing it. So I commend Chief of Staff Rogers for the fine work she did in researching it. The mayor and I talked about it, and it has a long history, one I won't get into because I know I'll butcher it. Okay, but the I'm happy to see Rome move forward here. I look for the support of the New York State Legislature. In my opinion, this might be one of the bright spots in this legislative session, if everything works out. So I'm in full support of resolution number 78. And once again, congratulations to Mayor Lanigan and his administration on this this work in this regard. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Anderson. Any further discussion? All those in favor, resolution number 78, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, resolution number 78 is carried. The chair will entertain a motion to waive rule 6 on resolution number 79.
Move it.
Councilor Dersey.
Second.
Councilor Sprace. All those in favor of waiving rule 6 on resolution number 79, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 79.
A resolution requesting state legislation to authorize the transfer of Rome Police Department Sergeant Scott Hoag from retirement plan 375-I to plan 384-D under the retirement and social security law.
Councilor Sprace.
Second.
And Councilor Mortis. Resolution number 79 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 79, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, resolution number 79 is carried. Chair will entertain a motion to remove ordinance number 9787 from the table.
So move.
Councilor Sprace.
Second.
Councilor Mortis. All those in favor of removing ordinance number 9787 from the table, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Mr. Seelig.
Amending Rome Code of Ordinances, Chapter 80, Zoning Code, Griffiths Business and Technology Park Development District's Map and Table 80-14-1.
The chair will entertain a motion to make a couple amendments, insertions actually, on one, two, three, four, five. The sixth whereas paragraph, we will insert April 23rd, 2025, which is the date that we sent this to the planning board. And then two more down, we will put in May 14th, 2025, which was the date of the public hearing tonight. And who would like to make that amendment? Councilor Sprace.
Second.
Councilor Dersey. All those in favor of those two amendments, say aye.
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 Opposed? Amendments carried. Ordinance as amended. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, ordinance number 9787 is amended. Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance number 9787 is carried. Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Councilor Smith.
Second.
And Councilor Dersey. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned. Thank you all for coming tonight.